for condemnation be glory.
1 Corinthians 3:9.
Yes, sir. Mm.
1 Corinthians 3:9, please. Hallelujah.
Amen. Chapter 3, verse 9.
Yes, sir.
It says,
uh-huh.
For we are laborers together. With God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With who, sir?
With God.
With who, sir? We are co-laborers with God.
Uh-huh.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Uh-huh.
Ye are God's building.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me use NIV. Hallelujah. NIV says what? Amen. It says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Hallelujah. I'm a co-laborer with God.
According to the grace of God,
uh-huh,
which is given unto me.
Each of us has the grace of God in our life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Our grace differs.
And now I'm a pan.
Our level differs.
As
what the Bible says, we
are co-laborers.
Regardless of your giftness, regardless of your grace, we are co-laborers. Continue, man.
By the grace of God, which is given unto me,
uh-huh,
as a wise master builder,
uh-huh,
I have laid the foundation,
yes,
and another buildeth thereon.
Uh-huh.
But let every man take heed,
uh-huh,
how he buildeth.
How he built on the foundation. Continue, my verse 11.
For other foundation can no man lay,
yes,
than that is laid,
yes,
which is Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. Continue.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation,
uh-huh,
gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble,
uh-huh,
every man's work shall be made manifest.
Yes.
For the day shall declare it.
Uh-huh.
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
By what, man?
Fire.
By fire.
The fire shall try
everything. The fire shall test everything. Uh-huh.
To see which sort, uh-huh, it is.
Hallelujah.
If any man's work abide,
uh-huh,
which he has built thereupon,
yes,
he shall receive a reward.
You will receive the reward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say you will receive the reward in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beloved, we are
good anekna.
Co-laborers.
We good anekna.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are about to go back by the
Lord
today,
we
say you kept the children behind. But they said no, they want to go.
But I didn't know they
went out. But when they
turned
back,
everyone
was given a testimony on who they have spoken to. That is to say, regardless of who you are,
whether
old or young, as long as you are willing, I pray that you and I will receive that reward in Jesus' name. I think you receive the reward in Jesus' name. In the book of Second, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Hallelujah. We're going to see verse 10 of it. He said what? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. For what, man? For good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Every human being on earth are created for a purpose and with a purpose. Many of us, we are failed away. We are falling away from our original plan of God in our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When see a mature person, celebrate that she had the opportunity to do the work of God. You should know in your heart that that person really loved God. Beloved, he said to us that you and I created for a purpose.
We are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Unto good work.
Which God had beforehand.
Before you were born. Before you were born. Before you were born. There's an assignment for your life. That everyone must carry out. My prayer for you today. Do not leave this world. Without fulfilling that purpose. We all know the story of John the Baptist. Before he was born, a mandate was given unto him. The angel told the man, Zachariah, he said, what? You will bear a child, and he shall be a voice to prepare the way for the coming Messiah. And the Bible says, when John was born, he walked in that calling. He prepared the way. And the Bible said, what? He said, I am not the light. I am not the light. I am just a voice in the wilderness. To prepare the way of the Lord. He fulfilled his purpose. When he finished his purpose, when Jesus came, he had to go. His job was done. Hallelujah. His job was not man, was done. What did Herod's wife need? What did the head do to him? There was no need of the head. But because John's job was done, he has prepared the way, he has arranged the way, now the Messiah has come, he has baptized the Messiah to do the work, he had to leave the way. Beloved, my prayer for you. You will not leave this earth without fulfilling your purpose in Jesus' name. I said you will not leave this earth without fulfilling your purpose in Jesus' name. You will fulfill your purpose in the name of Jesus' name. Each of us are created
for
a purpose. Are you working with your purpose? Are you fellow worker?
هل أنت متبع المبادئ بتاع ربنا؟
Mommy, I celebrate Christmas. أنا
بحتفل بنعمة ربنا
تبعي. Mama, I celebrate the Christmas.
بحتفل بنعمة يا رب.
Hallelujah. 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 Beloved, if you know what I'm talking about. Grace differs from grace. We are called for the work. How many of us are ready for the work?
How many of us are ready?
The Bible says the zeal of the Lord was on Jesus. That is why he entered the temple and was sweeping everyone and said to them, you have turned the house of my father to
the dead.
The zeal of God was that the fear of the
how many of us
have that burning
desire?
That burning desire in us to do the work of the Father. He said you are the light. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Beloved, a light is meant for a purpose. You are a light for a purpose. You are a source for a purpose. To show light in the darkness. You cannot keep your light in the house. The work of God is not going to match the world. Like what my mother says right now. It's not about the church. It's about the kingdom. How many souls have you tracked to heaven? You are a light of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A fellow workers of God, carriers of the light, shine the light in this dark world. You are the salt of the earth. Season the earth with your salt. Season the souls that are dying with the salt. Bring them back home. We are fellow workers. God is not
going
to come down. No, he's not going to come down. He needs you. Oh, you know, I said, as I said, what? Here I am.
send me? I feel him.
Who shall I send?
God
is asking today. He's speaking to your heart right now. Who shall I send? Who will go for us? Who will go for us? He was asking. He's waiting for a response. He's waiting for a response. He's waiting for that boy. He's waiting for that girl. That's it, Lord. I am here.
I don't want you
to send me.
I feel me.
Send me.
Receive me around.
Anywhere. I am ready to go. God is not
going
to come down. In the days of Jesus. In the days that you and I have seen us. Condemned to death.
But you know that it more.
Jesus came.
Yes, Lord.
For us.
Ashanta.
He came for us. Look at the whole history of the Bible. God never come down. He used men to carry out his task. And
he
said, I should tell you today that you and I are fellow workers in
this
vineyard. Called for a purpose. Created for a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you find yourself in the area of your giftedness, you feel the rivers of joy inside of your spirit. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6. From verse 6 of it. From verse 9, please. Galatians 6, 9. He says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap. If we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do the good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. And in due time, he will reward us. Do you know how much joy in heaven for one sinner to come to Christ? Do you know how many? Do you know the celebration in heaven? We are co-workers. A worker does not sit down. A worker is always busy. His hand is always on the field. His hand is always blowing. He never keeps his hand out. Because why? The Father is
working.
Are you working with God?
Sit down
with God. You can't be working with God and you're sleeping. Prayer is not enough. Prayer is not enough.
Fasting
is not enough. Your
righteousness
is not enough. Do the work. Fast and go out. Jesus prayed and he went out. He fasted and he went out. The Bible says he went about doing good. He did not say, no, I will stay and pray for the people. He prayed. He walked again. He walked. He went from place to place. He went from home to home. Pray for the sick. Raising the dead. Giving them the word. Preaching to them. On the street is preaching. In the desert is preaching. Even on the sea he was preaching. That's what he was doing. He said, walk when there is day. Walk when there is day. The night comes, that no man can walk. Let's walk right now. Are you co-workers of the planet? Are you co-workers of God? Is this high time we rise up with the walk? Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. If we're being together, there's 23 and 24.
And whosoever ye do,
yes.
Whosoever ye do,
uh-huh.
Do it heartily.
Heartily.
As to the Lord.
Yes.
And not unto men.
Uh-huh.
Know that of the Lord,
uh-huh.
Ye shall receive the reward.
You will receive the reward.
The inheritance.
Uh-huh.
And ye serve the Lord Christ.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Do you hear that? Whatever you do,
you
come to Pastor Frederick. brethren. Not unto money. Not unto the man's
vengeance.
Unto the Lord.
Because
why? He is the rewarder of
men.
He will reward you. Hallelujah. What will they say to us? If you give a man of God a cup of water, the reward, the same reward of that man of God
will give you a cup of water.
The Bible says, when you and I
are
laborers with God, He will reward us. Hallelujah. Because why? You are not doing it unto anyone. You are doing it unto the kingdom. He will reward you here on earth and He will reward you internally. What do you want? Why stop the blessing? They're created for the world. They have called you for a purpose. Are you living by that purpose? Why has called you?
This
is whatever you do. Whether you are a choir, whether you are an usher, an evangelist, regardless of who you are, be a bishop, be a pastor, be a regular member, whatever you do, work with all you have. Work it with all your heart. Work it with all your heart. Ask for the Lord, not to man. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive inheritance as your reward. What is the inheritance? The kingdom of heaven. I pray that after our labor, you have this earth will make heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the ultimate reward, to meet with Him, to sit with Him on that throne with the crown of gold on our head. That is the ultimate reward. He said what? When you walk with all your hands, that is the reward is keeping for you. Look at what he said in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6. From verse 10 of it. Hebrews 6 verse 10. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. It says, for God is not unjust. So as to overlook your work and your love that you have shown for His name in the serving the saints as you still do. Do you hear that? Mind that with me. Is that what?
God is not unrighteous.
It's not unrighteous.
To forget your work and labor. Which you have shown towards His name.
You have shown towards who?
His name.
The name of God.
That you have ministered to the saints.
To who, sir?
To the saints.
And to minister. Hallelujah. When you went out yesterday, when you went out yesterday by evangelism, when you said in the name of Pastor Frederick, when you say in the name of Mama Sam, when you mention in the name of evangelism, you are saying in the name of Jesus. You are preaching in the name of Jesus. Is it because you are not doing this? I will reward you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are sending Christ. He said he is not unjust. He sees your labor. He sees how you are planting the seed. He sees how you are planting the church. He sees how you are doing things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, if I will boast, I will boast in the Lord. I will say, God, in God I did this. In God I did this. Or the glory goes to God, not unto man. It says, when you serve me, when you walk with me, when you allow me to use you, I am not unjust. I will overlook what you do. I will bless you. Beloved, we are called for service. We are called for service. He said something very important that I found out in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 19. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He said something very important there. Proverbs 19, 17. Mind there with me. Hallelujah. Is it what, man?
He that hath pity upon the
poor. He that hath pity on the poor,
lend
unto the Lord.
And that which he hath given will he pay him again.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He that gives to the poor. When you minister to the poor, when you stretch your hand to the poor, is that what? You are doing it unto the Lord. Do you know? It means you can go to God and say, God, I remember I borrowed you something. Please give me back. For he said in that Proverbs 19, he says, whoever is generous. Generous is not only by giving food. It's not only by giving money. By sharing of
faith.
Tell people about the sweetness. It's the only bread of life. Satisfy the souls of
God.
It's the only fountain of water. Quench human taste. It's the only way to heaven. When you give it to man, you have shown them the way. He said, I will bring you back for
whatever.
For every soul you bring to the kingdom, there's a reward for you. Do you love it? I don't want you to work with him. For you and I to be a follower, fellow worker with God. For you and I to be a fellow worker with God. There are some things that we have to do. Hallelujah. Number one, you must be willing. You must be faithful. Faithfulness is required to be a co-worker with God. Hallelujah. Because why? He will take you out of your comfort zone. Faithfulness. How faithful are you? How faithful are you? He has called you to be a minister. How faithful are you? He has called you to be an evangelist. How faithful are you? In that calling. How faithful are you? In that calling. To be a worker with God. Number two, you must be available. How available are you? What comes first to you?
Is it
the deeds of the Father? Or is it your own thing? What comes first? Availability. For you to be a co-worker with God, you must be available. You must be available. Number three, you must carry the spirit of a servant heart. You must be a servant hearted person. Because why? Some people will say bad at you. Many will toss you in that process of the war. They will say, are you not a fool? Is that what you came to do in this country? Why don't you forget about this war? A servant hearted. A man or a woman that want to walk with God must have a servant heart. He or she must be teachable, number four. A teachable spirit. A teachable spirit. How many of you are teachable? You know what you're teachable? The ability to be corrected. And you took the correction without any complaint, without any bitterness, without any enviness, without any pride. The ability to be teachable. Then you are ready to walk with God. You must be simple as a child.
But keep the
simpleness of a child. No matter how you beat a child, the child will still follow you. The child will not say, my daddy thinks I'm not
going.
No, rather he will use the eyes and still follow you. Want to walk with God? You must be simple as a child. Simple as a child. He did not promise you that it's going to be sweet. That it's going to be bitter sometimes. For you to be a worker with God, you must be willing to open. You must be open to suffering. You must be open to challenge. Let me tell you the truth. You are going to face challenges. Your faith will be tested with fire. Challenges will rise. For he that endures it will receive the crowns of life. Number seven. You must be honest to yourself. Honesty.
Sadaqa.
A worker with God must be
honest.
Number eight, you must be a lover of God and lover of man. You are not going to say, oh, I will minister to those I love. Even those you don't love. A fellow worker of God. You must be lover of God and lover of man. And number nine, the last but not the least, you must be willing to invest your time, to invest your wealth in this purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to be?
I like
to work for God.
But the job is still
alive. I am willing to work.
I end up alone, but it's still alive.
Even though when fire comes, we used to be standing for you. Even though it's made to the uttermost edge. We are fellow workers in the very
heavens.
Mark chapter 16 as we pray. Mark chapter 16, verse 20 of it. Mark 16:20. He said, what? And he went out and preached everywhere while the Lord walked with them and confirmed the message by what? Signs and wonders. From today, I pray. As you and I rise up to walk with this God, may He confirm every outing with signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, and I will be with you to the very end of the age. He said, what? He will accomplish their work with signs and wonders. They went out and preached everywhere. What is stopping? What is stopping? Are you fellow workers of God? Are you like Isaiah? I said, here I am. Beloved, the harvest is ripe. God is looking for someone to say, who is ready? I want to close your eyes. As we talk to you in prayer, I want to talk to you and say, Father, use me for your own purpose. Use me for your glory. If you're ready in the purpose of God, Father, use me more for you. Use me more for you. I want to go to the end of the earth with your word. I want to share your word in my community, in my home, in my environment, at the place of work. Use me as a voice. Use me as a voice. Tell him in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, I want to be a co-worker with you. I want to be a co-worker in your vineyard.
And
I am willing, Lord, for you to use me. I am willing, Lord, for you to use me. If God has called you and you see yourself not walking in that purpose, say, talk to yourself, Father, I know there's a calling in my life. Help me to discover my calling. That I might walk in my calling. I want to talk to God and say, Father, discover my giftedness in me. Bring it to life. That I might walk in that purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're already in your purpose, say to your Father, that God, give me to walk more for you in the purpose of my God. Tell him in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus.